I'm going to address integrative functions in the nervous system now. And you're going to find different textbooks cover this material in different chapters. So you're going to have to use your index to find this. I don't want to give a specific chapter number just because, as I said, it could be different in different textbooks. And I know that students are using different editions of the textbook for this class. But I do want to talk about sensory and motor pathways. And these are going to be the receptors, the nerves, the tracts, the nuclei, and so on that carry sensory or motor information. Generally, sensory or motor information that is related, so similar types of sensory or motor information. And let's go on to the sensory neurons. There are usually in a, or excuse me, sensory pathways. And generally, in a sensory pathway, there are going to be three sensory neurons involved. There's two kinds of sensory pathways. There are the somatic sensory pathways and the visceral sensory pathways. And these are going to carry information from the body to the brain or to the spinal cord. So, in other words, from the body to the CNS. And usually when we're talking about sensory pathways, the name of the pathway begins with the word spino, spino. And then further description after that. So these are ascending pathways. They're going from the body to the CNS. And in terms of sensory receptors, there are many different types. We're going to discuss them in a little bit more detail later when we talk about the sensory system. But I do want to talk about perception. Receptors are found out in the body, and they are the first part of the neuron to encounter the information, the stimulus, but they are not where you perceive the stimulus. Perception occurs in the brain. So, for example, if you touch a hot stove, or maybe a better example would be if you touch the desk in front of you or the chair in front of you, it seems like you're perceiving that in your fingertip, but in fact, you're not perceiving that in your fingertip. You're perceiving that, your perception of that pressure, that texture, that temperature, the perception itself is occurring in the brain. Now, I want to go into organization of sensory pathways, and we'll save that for the next lecture.